The Tour of Britain in Devon on Radio X with Exeter College, a college driving ambition for Exeter and its partners.
I mean, that is a fantastic finish. When those riders come along, that sprint is going to be absolutely amazing.
It's fantastic to see all the young people with smiles on their faces, because who knows, one day one of those 6, 7, 8-year-olds that are out on Queen Street this morning might be running in the race too.
We fully endorse the idea of actually making Exeter a little bit more car-free and a little bit more bike and people-friendly.
Riding over the tops of those climbs, it's just beautiful. You know, there's, you know, sheep and horses running around. You can see for ages.
The Tour of Britain in Devon on Radio X with Exeter Chamber, driving business success. Discover this autumn's events at exeterchamber.co.uk.
I'm Brad Hardware, and this is the Radio X Tour of Britain podcast.
Radio X.
Well, for those of you that don't know what the Tour of Britain is, allow me to give you a brief insight into the event. The Tour of Britain is a cycle race that takes place in multiple stages around the country on the public roads. Participants race across Great Britain to try and complete the race in the fastest possible time. Well, the event attracts lots of people from all different backgrounds. Members of the public, business leaders and council members all attended the event this year. Stage 2 of the cycle race was in Devon, between the new town of Sherford in the South Hams and Exeter. I spoke to Councillor Stuart Hughes, a Cabinet Member for Highways Management on Devon County Council. He said Exeter was a brilliant place to have the Stage 2 finish. He also said it was value for money for the council to be paying for the event.
The last time it came, I think it was around 2013, and they had a start here on the Cathedral Green, and that was brilliant. And before that, of course, they used to have a lot of tour series where the riders used to race around Exeter. So that's been here to Exeter before. But I think this is the first time it's actually staged a finish. And this is a brilliant location. I mean, that is a fantastic finish. When those riders come along, that sprint is going to be absolutely amazing. I mean, the council put £220,000 in to get the tour here. That's based over 2 years. So 110 from last year, 110 from this year. But when you think that this is actually being filmed, it's going right around the world. Great helicopter shots, and the what it does for tourism is unbelievable.
Well, as I said, lots of people and organisations were out celebrating and supporting the Tour of Britain in Devon. Local cancer charity Hospice Care launched a Tour of Britain themed fundraiser called the Tour of Devon. Sarah from the charity was telling me all about it.
Our Tour to Devon event is very popular. We're asking people to get on their bike, whether they're a novice or an experienced rider, to ride a distance and a route of their own choice. And you can get all the details on our website, which is hospicecare.co.
Sarah from Hospice Care there. I also spoke to James Bogue. He's the active and healthy people lead at Exeter City Council. He said the Tour of Britain could potentially be the event to inspire the next generation.
It's always fantastic to have the Tour of Britain here in Devon, and on a day like today where the sun is out, there's loads of families here in Exeter watching the finish of the race. It's fantastic to see all the young people with smiles on their faces, because who knows, one day one of those 6, 7, 8-year-olds that are out on Queen Street this morning might be running in the race too.
The end of the race was fantastic to be able to watch, and the atmosphere was electric. Excuse the pun there, because I caught up with Mark from Co-Bikes. They specialise in on-demand electric bike hiring.
Two things that's really, I think it's great. It's just to see the enthusiasm and the amount of people here today has been fantastic. And just to see this cycling go through across all of Devon, just encouragement. So yeah, loads of people are interested in cycling. Why don't I do some cycling? We've had some of our co-bikes around this morning as well, and this afternoon. It just gets people to see, oh look, it's enthusiastic, it can be done by everybody. And you saw the crowds today. Everybody's so keen, and there's been people cycling around all over, and it's really nice to have sort of closed areas and just being able for people to cycle, so I think it's great.
The Tour of Britain finish took place right in the centre of Exeter on Queen Street, where a lot of the buildings for Exeter College can be found. The area's been subject to debate recently, as some are calling for it to be made vehicle free. I spoke to John Laramie, the principal at Exeter College. He said they would fully endorse the idea.
I think the pilot that's been happening has worked brilliantly. It gives pedestrians, cyclists more space. So we'd fully endorse the idea of actually making Exeter a little bit more car free and a little bit more bike and people friendly. So we'd be fully behind that as an idea.
Well, Radio X was fortunate enough to be able to speak to American cyclist Robin Carpenter, who won the Devon stage. He said he was a fan of the views the county had to offer.
Riding over the tops of those climbs, it's just beautiful. You know, there's, you know, sheep and horses running around. You can see for ages. Yeah, lovely. I haven't been to this part of England still? Yeah, gorgeous riding. The fans were awesome. It was really enjoyable.
He also had no idea that he was the first American to win a Tour of Britain stage.
Oh, is that so? Yeah. News to me. Yeah, that's great.
Well, thank you very much for listening. Don't forget we broadcast across Exeter and the surrounding areas on 107.3 FM. And you can catch us across Devon's best bits on DAB Digital Radio. More information about how you can listen can be found at radiox.co.uk.